Triple Team Traffic. Let's go back over to KSL's Traffic Center and Ricky Meese.
We are starting to see traffic easing just a bit. The first signs that the commute is wrapping up, but the leftover heavy and slower traffic is southbound I-15 between 4500 South and 90th South. Northbound I-15, we have that accident past 106th, but prior to 90th South, it's over to the left. It's out of traffic, but just causing a little bit of slowing in the area and still a little bit of lingering heavy and slow traffic eastbound I-80 between 2300 East and I-215. Dave Meekum.
Traffic's improving in Utah County right now as well. You're going to pick up the delays closer to Thanksgiving Point. It's going to be slow and go from there down about 1500 North and Lehigh, we'll call it. It'll be back to freeway speed by the time you get to Lehigh Main Street, and no northbound slowing through that stretch. Mark?
Well, we are still looking at a wreck. I have not really been able to find it on traffic cam, but it is reported northbound I-15 prior to Layton Parkway in Davis County. So you have some big delays there. You don't have any other wrecks up north, but you have some delays briefly northbound I-15 approaching the north interchange, then between Parrish Lane. It's very slow up to Hillfield Road, Highway 89. The delays up into Kaysville, northbound I-15 through Far West. Those delays have just cleared. Discover how easy and affordable solar power can be. Arik Solar, that's Utah's largest solar company, offers special zero down, no interest, and no payments for 12 months. Solar just makes sense. ArikSolar.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.